You will be subject to arrest if you do not move.
The Back the Blue rally drew hundreds of law enforcement supporters to the Winnebago County Criminal Justice Center. Dozens of protesters also gathered to disrupt the rally. But before the event started, there was already a kind of confrontation between the protesters and the police, in part because they weren't being let into the Back the Blue rally and it wasn't totally clear where they were supposed to or allowed to go.
Hey, officer. I just got here. Can you tell me why people are being sent away?
What's that?
I just got here. Can you tell me why people are being sent away? I'm with the press officer.
You have to talk to our press officer.
Who's that?
I don't know.
You didn't know the press officer?
Over a loudspeaker, police warned counter-protesters that they would be arrested if they did not leave the parking lot of the Criminal Justice Center. So I found another officer to clarify where exactly the counter-protesters were supposed to go.
I'm with WNIJ, Northern Public Radio. Can you tell me why people are being sent away?
They got an area set up just for them, right across from them. That's why they're being sent away.
Gotcha. Thank you.
What the officers referring to was a designated area for counter-protesters. So while the Back the Blue rally was on the corner of an intersection, the designated spot for counter-protesters was across the street. Both sides were cordoned off by plastic netting and had around 20 officers between them.
I'm pulling up to the protest and I'm seeing a lot of American flags, but I'm also seeing a lot of black and white flags with blue stripes down the middle.
There were also a number of different signs showing support for officers and large flags with Trump emblazoned on them. The Back the Blue rally was put on by the Concerned Citizens of America of Northern Illinois and the Illinois Family Institute. Altogether, the rally lasted a little less than an hour. Reagan was wearing a Blue Lives Matter hat. She says she came because she felt that most people don't really think about all the work officers have to do.
Protecting us, so I feel like a lot of people need to thank them a lot more.
Michael Coolidge, a radio host from WROK, emceed the event. The speakers also included State Representative John Cabello, who is also a Rockford police detective, and former State Representative Jim Sasha, a retired FBI agent. Coolidge said that their message was clear.
Engage when people ask you a question. All you have to say is, we're here to back the blue. We support law enforcement. That's our message. Don't you support law enforcement?
Coolidge then introduced Winnebago County Sheriff Gary Caruana.
We are not, will not ever turn our backs on you folks. We are here to serve and protect you. We're honored that you're here. Thank you very much.
Directly behind where Caruana stood on a makeshift podium, the counter-protesters were chanting from across the street. I talked to Mel, one of the protesters leaning over the plastic netting and holding up a Justice for RPD Victims sign.
Well, I'm really disheartened to see that there's so many people that support so much injustice that goes on around. But I'm really relieved and happy, and I feel so appreciated to see there's people on our side as well.
As the rally cleared and counter-protesters started to head west toward the District 1 Police Department, I caught up with Debrion and asked her what she thought of the rally.
I feel like it was a white supremacy rally because they had a lot of Trump people down there, which, you know, anybody can support anybody, but if it's a rally backing the police, why do we need to bring our Trump signs? That's just like me bringing my Obama sign down here. It's not needed. It's not a political thing.
She also said that she doesn't see how anyone could make the comparison between Black Lives Matter and Blue Lives Matter.
Blue lives is a career. It's not a life. So when I scream Black Lives Matter, because I'm black, I have a life. It matters. But when you scream Blue Lives Matter, that's a career. You can easily be a firefighter or anything else you want to be.
Outside the District 1 police station, Leslie Rolfe, who has led many of the protests in the last 2 months, said that the Rockford Police Department's recent arrests didn't make sense.
That for the past month, the Rockford Police Department has aided and abetted us in mob action because they have been there every week. We have done the same things every week. We have not altered or changed our strategy or plan at all.
No more than 20 minutes after Rolfe spoke, law enforcement and protesters clashed. Several protesters were pepper sprayed and lay on the ground as others tried to help flush the irritant out with water. Several organizers called out to the protesters to back down, saying that this one wasn't worth it. Six protesters were arrested that day and faced charges that include mob action and resisting arrest. As of this week, all 17 people arrested have been released, but 5 of the protesters have filed a class action lawsuit against Winnebago County officials over illegal detentions of individuals in the Winnebago County Jail. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.